Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's N-O-O-M.com to sign up for your trial today.
Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Let's talk about baseball.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Tuesday. Welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast. My name is Daniel Port. I'm your host today. I'm sure you all missed me while I was gone last week, but I am back and ready to dive straight into some baseball action. There weren't too many games, but there was plenty of things to talk about, so let's jump straight into it. Starting with the MLB injuries news and notes, the Arizona Diamondbacks reinstated Jake McCarthy from the bereavement list and optioned Alec Thomas to Reno down in AAA. The Baltimore Orioles have listed Ramon Urias as day-to-day with a neck injury. He was not in the lineup yesterday. We'll monitor his status for today. For the Boston Red Sox, Nathan Eovaldi will be reinstated from the 15-day injured list to start at some point during Boston's upcoming series against Baltimore. Garrett Whitlock underwent arthroscopic surgery on his right hip yesterday, and Christian Arroyo is out of the lineup yesterday against the Orioles with an illness. We'll have to monitor his status as well for today. For the Cincinnati Reds, Justin Dunn is scheduled to make a rehab start with AAA Louisville on Tuesday, and Donovan Salvano is day-to-day. He was not in Monday's lineup. He is suffering from an eye injury. We'll have to monitor his status for today. For the Miami Marlins, Avisail Garcia started a rehab assignment at AAA Jacksonville yesterday. And for the New York Yankees, several players are suffering from a variety of ailments. DJ LeMahieu took part in defensive drills and batting practice prior to Monday's game against the Blue Jays, as he's coming back from a toe injury. According to manager Aaron Boone, he's hopeful that Matt Carpenter could return during their final series against Texas before the season ends. And Frankie Montas is expected to resume throwing this week as well. For the Seattle Mariners, general manager Jerry Dipoto said that Julio Rodriguez is on track to return from the 10-day injured list when first eligible on October 3rd as he attempts to come back from a back injury. He also noted that Eugenio Suarez will likely be activated from the 10-day injured list ahead of today's game against the Rangers as he comes back from a finger injury. And for the Tampa Bay Rays, manager Kevin Cash said that Wander Franco is listed as day-to-day. He had a jammed left hand that caused Franco to exit Sunday's 7-1 loss against the Blue Jays early. And they don't think it's anything worrisome and shouldn't keep Franco from playing today in Cleveland. He just kind of got jammed a little bit, according to Cash. He's fine. He would have hit had the game been a little closer on that day. So we should monitor Franco's status for today, but we should see him in today's lineup. For the Toronto Blue Jays, Santiago Espinal is doing some light baseball activity and hitting off of a tee as he attempts to return from an oblique injury. And Lourdes Gurriel Jr. is doing some hitting and throwing while working through a running progression as he attempts to come back from a hamstring injury. And finally, for the Washington Nationals, Nelson Cruz was on the bench yesterday with an eye injury against Atlanta. We will have to monitor his status today as he is currently listed as day-to-day. Now, moving on from the injuries news and notes into the hitters that caught our eye yesterday. For the Reds, TJ Friedel went 1-for-4 with his 8th home run on the season and 1 RBI and 1 run scored. Aristides Aquino went 2-for-4 with a home run of his own. That's his 10th on the season, as the Reds fell to the Pirates on the other side of that game. For the Pirates, O'Neill Cruz went 4-for-5 with 2 runs scored, and Jake Suwanitski went 2-for-4 with 2 doubles, 2 RBIs and a run scored and a walk. For the Braves, Matt Olson went 1-for-2 with his 29th home run on the season, 3 RBIs and 1 walk, while Marcelo Zuna went 2-for-4 with a double and a home run, 2 RBIs and 2 runs scored. For the Yankees, Gleyber Torres went 1-for-3 with an RBI, and Isaiah Kiner-Falefa went 1-for-3 with his fourth home run on the season and a walk. Unfortunately, no home runs from Aaron Judge. We'll have to see today if he can continue his race for home run number 61. For the Blue Jays, Vlad Guerrero Jr. went 2-for-5 with a run and an RBI, while Teoscar Hernandez hit his 33rd double on the season, going 1-for-4 with two RBIs of his own as the Blue Jays bested the Yankees 3-2. For the Orioles, Cedric Mullins had himself a day, as did most of the Orioles lineup, as they scored a grand total of 14 runs in this game. Mullins himself went 2-for-6 with a triple and his 16th home run on the season with three RBIs and two runs scored. And then in addition, Anthony Santander went 2-for-6 with two home runs, giving him a total of 31 on the season and three RBIs and two runs scored as well. Finally, to round out the Orioles' excellent day at the plate, Gunnar Henderson hit his fourth home run on the season with one hit in two at-bats and three walks with a run and an RBI. That's his fourth home run of the season. And Austin Hayes hit his 16th home run of the season, going 2-for-5 with two runs and an RBI. Moving on to the Red Sox, Enrique Hernandez went 2-for-5 with three RBIs and a run scored. Rafael Devers went 3-for-5 with a double and an RBI. And JD Martinez hit his 41st double and his 13th home run of the season, going 2-for-5 with an RBI and two runs scored. Finally, Rob Refsnyder went 3-for-4 with his 6th home run of the season with three RBIs and two runs scored as well. So those are the hitters that caught my eye. But jumping over to the pitchers, we can take a look at, for the Orioles, Jordan Lyles started off the game going just two innings. He gave up two earned runs through a total of just 37 pitches with no strikeouts. And then Spencer Watkins ended up taking over for him, going 4.1 innings pitched with four earned runs, two walks, and two strikeouts. For the Red Sox, Connor Siebold went two innings pitched, giving up four earned runs, five total runs, with two walks and two strikeouts and a home run. While for the Yankees, Luis Severino went four innings pitched, giving up two earned runs, just three hits. He walked three hitters and struck out four. On the other side of that game, for the Blue Jays, Kevin Gausman went 6.1 innings pitched, giving up just two earned runs with one walk and seven strikeouts. For the Braves, Bryce Elder went the distance, going nine innings pitched, giving up six hits, no earned runs, walking just one hitter and striking out six. For the Nationals, Corey Abbott went five innings pitched, giving up four earned runs, five runs total, with three walks, seven strikeouts, two home runs given up, and just three hits. For the Pirates, Roany Contreras went four innings pitched, giving up two earned runs and two strikeouts with one home run. And for the Reds, Chase Anderson went four innings pitched with one earned run, no walks, and five strikeouts. So those are the pitchers from yesterday's games as well. Now, before we jump into what I'm looking forward to for today's games, let's actually take a quick break here.
Hey, Alex Fast here, and thanks for listening to this podcast on the Pitcher List Podcast Network. If you're a fan, consider supporting all of us by getting a PL Plus subscription, where you're going to get an ad-free website and get access to our Discord, where you can talk to all of our podcast hosts and staff. Plus, you can hang out with our incredible Pitcher List community. It's basically a baseball sanctuary year-round for as low as $8 a month. You can sign up at pitcherlist.com/plus, and you're going to get your first month free with promo code podcast. Also, don't forget to check out everything else we do as well, from YouTube videos, live streams, newsletters, off-season articles, TikToks, breakdowns, over 15 baseball podcasts on our network. We can't stop talking about baseball, even during the off-season. So sign up for PL Plus today at pitcherlist.com/plus and use promo code podcast to get your first month free. All right, thanks for listening. Let's get back to the show.
Thank you. Welcome back. Now, while we're here, let's actually check in with our good friend Mark Paquette for the weather.
Thank you very much. Last Tuesday of the Major League Baseball season. Actually, that's not true. They play next Tuesday. They play a couple games early next week. So my fault. I take that back. But anyways, no weather issues today. Play everyone. I'm in a championship matchup for my season long. Still some DFSers out there. we're good to go. Thank you very much, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you, Mark. So now let's look at today. There's actually some fun baseball action going on today as well. There are games with playoff ramifications. There's some previews of potential playoff matchups. There are some exciting young pitchers that we're looking forward to, and some things that we want to kind of keep our eye on throughout the entire day. Starting off, first off, with Corey Kluber of the Tampa Bay Rays going up against Shane Bieber of the Cleveland Guardians. That is a playoff preview that I am looking forward to. We don't know if maybe Kluber will actually make any starts in the playoffs, but it's fun to watch the Rays and the Guardians go head-to-head as they might see each other pretty soon here in the playoffs. For the Yankees, they're taking on the Blue Jays again today. Jameson Taillon versus Jose Berríos. And while that game doesn't necessarily have any full-on playoff implications, we do still have Aaron Judge chasing down home run number 61. And that is always must-see TV. We're currently cutting into SportsCenter every time he comes up the bat, just like we used to do back in the day of Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa and Barry Bonds for every at-bat they had back when they were chasing home run records as well. So it's fun to see that come back. Must-see TV for sure. I also am looking forward to watching Kyle Bradish go up against the Red Sox. He's been really good lately. He's got a 2.05 ERA over his last 44 innings pitched with a 0.89 whip. He's just been really, really good, and he really made a big change to throwing his breaking balls more in his last outing, and I want to see if that continues. So I'll definitely be watching Kyle Bradish pitch against the Red Sox here. There's also a couple games with some big playoff ramifications. The Mets are taking on the Marlins, and the Braves are taking on the Nationals. There's just one game separating these two teams for whoever's going to win the NL East. So obviously, winning these games are huge, and you have to see which one can take care of business here against two pretty poor teams in these matchups. I'll also be watching Zach Wheeler go up against the Cubs. He's coming back from injury, so I'd like to see how he finishes out the season, not just to see how well he'll pitch in the playoffs for the Phillies if they make it, but also to sort of get a gauge of how I feel about him going into next year as well. And I don't feel the same way about Lance Lynn. Lance Lynn's been pretty good for a little while here as he started to get healthier again and get his feet back under him. But I just want to see how he finishes out the season as he goes up against the Twins. In terms of any pitchers I'm looking to stream, I already mentioned Kyle Bradish against the Red Sox. He's been so good for a while now that I'm more than happy to start him against the Red Sox. I'm also thinking about Zach Greinke against the Tigers if I really need it. While Greinke is not the full-on lights-out pitcher he used to be, he's still that crafty, wily pitcher that can get you a good start. And going up against the Tigers, who do not have a great offense, this could be a really, really great streaming opportunity if you need it. One thing to keep an eye on is if the Guardians, who just clinched their division, decide to rest a lot of the players or give a lot of the young players more playing time, this may be a good spot to start Corey Kluber, but that's dependent on what lineup the Guardians put out there, because otherwise they've been red hot. But if they start a bunch of their youngsters and sit some of their veterans like Jose Ramirez, it could be well worth looking at starting Kluber. Now, in terms of some hitters I'm looking to stream, any of the Pirates hitters against Hunter Green. While Green's been better as of late, the Pirates have actually been hitting the ball a lot better than usual. So if you're looking at a Rudolfo Castro, or if you still have their O'Neill Cruz, or, you know, Jake Suwiniski, anything like that, those could be really good starts against Hunter Green. Any Cardinals you can get your hands against Adrian Hauser, who's been very mediocre all season long, and there are some Cardinals out there that could probably do pretty well, like Brendan Donovan, or Lars Nootbaar, or Juan Yepes, even maybe Corey Dickerson, if you need some players to start there against Adrian Hauser. You could also turn your eye towards any Los Angeles Angels hitters you can get your hands on against James Kaprielian. Thinking Luis Rengifo, for instance, that's a pretty good matchup there. And any Giants hitters you can get against Herman Marquez of Colorado, as he has really struggled this season so far as well. So that's our show for today. Not a ton of baseball, like I said yesterday, but there were still some interesting things to talk about and go over. And then also some fun baseball matchups going on today. So with that, I bid you adieu. We will talk again tomorrow morning here on Wednesday. And until then, enjoy baseball, enjoy your Tuesday, and we'll talk soon. Thank you so much.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter at PitcherList. And help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.